The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, of course, Arnold, jellyfish and butterflies, who knew they all had something in common. Now to someone else who has mastered the art of reinvention.
I just told
anyone
that
would be
fine.
Annoyed. I work really hard, and I
know you
bought
do, honey,
these,
and
this
that's
was
why you bought insurance.
I've ever bought.
Kim Kardashian, who this week made the prestigious Forbes annual World Billionaires list. Yes, Jeff Bezos is still the world's richest person for the fourth year running, but there are some encouraging signs as well. The female billionaire list has more names than before. And joining me now to take a look at some of those billionaires on that list is our own Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan, you're very welcome. Kim Kardashian, she's a billionaire.
She absolutely is, Richard. You know, not bad for a girl with no talent, as she said herself in a Forbes interview in 2017. But yes, Kim is one of 328 women on this prestigious list of 2,755 billionaires. And the way Kim has made her money is from two businesses. One is the makeup KKW, a very successful brand. And the second is a clothing venture called Skims Shapewear. So, I mean, for somebody who's regularly dismissed as a reality television star, not much else, I mean, she really, really knows how to build that brand.
And obviously, she's incredibly famous. So many people around the world have heard of her. But others we might not know so much about. There's the richest newcomer, who's 75-year-old Miriam Adelson of Nevada.
That's right, Richard. Now, there's a whole debate going on in terms of how the Forbes use their list. So there's self-made, there's inherited, and then there's inherited and growing. And this particular lady, Miriam Adelson, she has a net worth of $38.2 billion, which she inherited from her husband, Sheldon Adelson's casino empire after his death in January. So, you know, is she just simply lucky to be on the list?
Yeah, and I think he was a big backer of Donald Trump as well. I mean, remember reading the youngest female is Whitney Wolf Heard.
That's right. Now, she is the 31-year-old co-founder of the dating app Bumble, which went public this year. She's worth $1.3 billion. And she's got a very nice backstory because she was one of the co-founders of Tinder, left in 2014 over complaints of sexual harassment. The company denied this, but agreed a $1 million settlement claim with her out of court. But then she went on and started up Bumble, which is so popular. Bumble is pretty much Tinder for women, Richard. It's where women have the power to decide who they want to respond with or chat with.
So they're not looking for my business, basically. And you mentioned about the difference between inherited wealth and being self-made. How does that play out among the women on the list?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the majority of women on the list of the 328 have inherited their money. In fact, if you look at the top three women on the list, that is all inheritance. So you have Françoise Bettencourt Myers, the richest, with $73.6 billion. But it was her grandfather who founded L'Oreal. Then you have Alice Walton of the Walmart empire in second place. And in third place is Mackenzie Scott, who's the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos of Amazon. And she has a fortune of $53 billion. If we look at self-made, however, you have Kim Kardashian West. You also have Wolf Heard. And then you have the likes of, say, Kate Wang, who's one of the youngest self-made female billionaires in the world. Now, she's a 39-year-old who made her fortune in vaping products. She's CEO of Chinese vaping company Oralex Technology, and her net worth is $5 billion. Other self-made, Richard, would be the likes of Oprah Winfrey and Sarah Blakely, who founded Spanx.
And, of course, there's another woman who makes the headlines every year for her salary. It's the Bet365, Denise Coates.
Absolutely.
She's the chief executive of that.
Yeah, and she's the wealthiest self-made British woman. She has a net worth of $6.5 billion.
Okay, Siobhan Maguire, thank you very much. It's all zeros and zeros that we can't necessarily relate to, but thank you very much.